You're listening to A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian, and here I am telling you all about the wonderful world of managing your YouTube content without getting burnt out. That's right. Content management is something that you should definitely take into account when you're making multiple streams of content. And I think since TikTok has been birthed, there's something that people aren't exactly talking about. And that would be that you can't really, you can recycle content. Recycling content is okay. However, don't expect it to do great on other platforms, and you probably can only recycle it once or twice on the one account that, I mean, I could be wrong, but so far in my experience, the idea that you're recycling content, they just want you to be machines and pump out whatever you, like, the algorithm will work with you if you're doing really good and people are watching it, listening, liking, and engagement and whatnot. They want engagement, okay? They want you to be distracted into the content that you're watching. So, not only do you have to be entertaining, but the idea is, don't recycle your content anymore. That's a trend that I think is going to become more permanent because while it's okay to repost things, it has to, you gotta give it time, but then also, just reposting so quickly. Like if I post the same video 5 times, obviously no one's gonna like it because they're gonna be like, well, I just saw this yesterday. But if you wait like a month and then you post it and then someone sees it and they'll be like, oh, well, okay. And then some different people see it and then you're doing good. In a period of growth, that would be great. So if you're starting, you know, and you wanna recycle 1 or 2 things, also fine. When you have like 1 million followers, do you really need to recycle content? No, you could post 1 thing and you'll be perfectly fine. It's more quality content at that point. So let's talk about how you're gonna manage these things and not be burnt out. You could have Instagram, you could have a podcast, you could have your YouTube channels, and I'm saying multiple channels, like 4 channels, their TikTok plus your Instagram, you're trying to do it all and you don't know what to do. Well, most of the time, a lot of them kind of penalize you for like having a watermark or some garbage. That's fine, but it'll work a lot better if you can find a good camera. You can make your videos outside of the app because even some things such as like Snapchat, you download your video, you think it's funny, you put it on YouTube, you put it on TikTok, and guess what? The way they name things, the algorithm or whatever you want to call it, the when you post it, whoever you're posting it on, if it's another site, they know how your things are named if they are from another thing or something else. So you can't really edit things name-wise on your iPhone unless you save it to like files or things like that. If you do it on an Android, it's probably a lot easier. But the gist of it is you gotta keep your eye peeled for those kinds of things. If you're gonna download something off of another app, you gotta be like really good at it. There's other things where you can download from other sites. Still, it doesn't always work out great because sometimes even then they know. But you wanna make sure that you're doing a balanced effort, okay? A lot of these things, including TikTok, have drafts. You know, you can save a draft and then you can post it later. You can schedule content. TikTok does not have scheduled content. If it did, it would be a lot easier to post more frequently. However, drafts are just as good because you can do something, you can draft it, you can post it. That's a good way to just like kind of build up your content if you're going to do TikTok things. YouTube Shorts. The benefit is the draft system is now in there, but also you now have access to, like I said, scheduling posts. So scheduling posts, be ahead, you know, work, make a couple things, add some stuff in, all right? Shorts is a very good beneficial thing to kind of fish for followers, as I call it. You know, you want to reel them in, and then once you get them in, you're golden. As for other content and things like that on like Instagram, I don't like Instagram, so I have no expertise in that area. If you know anything about Instagram, good for you. I kind of wish that Instagram was gone at this point. anything Facebook related. Like, just let it free. It's time to go. Goodbye. Farewell. That's where it needs to stay. Staying capable of having days off is very important. So that's where the buffer comes in. You know, if you're feeling like you don't have the energy to put on whatever TikTok personality you have, and you know, sometimes people get away with like literally just being themselves, but other times people have to put on like a, like, I doubt that Mr. Beast is screaming at everybody like, hey, I'm here and I'm gonna give you $1 million freaking at his lunch table with his family. I bet you he's just like, hey man, could you pass the potatoes? I'm hungry. That's it. He's a normal guy. There's like that, like weird YouTube personality that everyone always develops. That like social media ideal, you know? And that is what's gonna burn you out. That guy is gonna take you down. He's gonna take you down, especially if he's trying to form an internet life. Or she. It could be he or she. It could be a himbrel. It's like a gimbal him. Whatever that is. I just made it up. But still, keep that in mind. Time for yourself is important, okay? And that's one of the most important parts of not being burnt out and keeping yourself level. Sleep. That's my third and final thing in this wonderful podcast. You just gotta get enough sleep. Honestly, if your brain isn't functioning, you're not gonna be able to do anything, and you're not gonna wanna do anything because you're gonna be too frazzled, fried, out of energy. You know, take care of yourself, eat right. I could say a whole bunch of other things, but the ones that I find that affect me, at least, by trying to post so frequently on everything, you know, if you miss a day, you miss a day, but posting frequently is important. Also, consistently at the same times is another thing, but that's just like pressure on top of the pressure. The real idea here is that you want to make sure that you're taking time for yourself. You want to make sure you're eating right. You want to make sure you're playing with the dog that you have. You feed your dog, feed your cat. I don't know, whatever it is that you want to do. Get a hobby. Go paint something. You want to paint something and sell it? Good for you. But just if you're not doing something that you're enjoying and you're just like constantly working, then you're just not going to have fun with it. So take some time for yourself. Meditate, man. Breathe. But it is possible to take all of that and jumble it into your own schedule and then be your own content creating self. So just remember that. It's like a half message for myself, a half message for you, and you, and you, and you. I don't even know who I'm pointing to, but it's for everyone. And I think that I agree with myself. Isn't that right, me? Yes, we both agree. And we think you should all take care of yourself to your best of your ability. Like yourself before the channel. That's how it goes. See, I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. So, thanks for listening. I'm You Found Brian, and I'm You Found Brian. Nope, you're done. Okay. Thanks for listening.